raving queen, and cosmic amphetamine brain. I dig Shakespeare.
I'm Not There is a new film directed by Todd Haynes, and it's being described as a movie about Bob Dylan, which is both very accurate and a little bit misleading.
I'm going to ask Mr. Quinn why he insists on putting us and the rest of the world on so. Some might be persuaded to doubt his sincerity.
Well, who said I was sincere?
Haynes' approach is really meant to explode all of the conventions and cliches and expectations of movies that tell the life story of famous artists or musicians.
See, you just want me to say what you want me to say.
There's no character in this movie named Bob Dylan. Instead, there are six different characters played by different actors, including Cate Blanchett, Richard Gere, Christian Bale, and Heath Ledger, who incarnate various aspects of Dylan's art, life, and career.
How can I answer that if you got the nerve to ask me?
Here's Jude Quinn, who is Miss Blanchett, playing Bob Dylan more or less as he appeared in D.A. Pennebaker's great documentary, Don't Look Back.
Mr. Quinn, we really do need you.
So you're basically a chauvinist.
Why? Because I think guys and chicks are different? Come on, that's all I'm saying, and they are. You know, they each have access to different kinds of pain, which is pretty much why chicks can never be poets.
And then there's Heath Ledger playing a movie star who once played a character based on another character sort of like Bob Dylan, whose marriage to an artist played by Charlotte Gainsbourg is falling apart. Now, what this all adds up to is not an interpretation of Bob Dylan's life or an explanation of his place in American culture, but I think a celebration of his spirit and also an attempt to examine some of the interesting problems and insights relating to American culture, to celebrity, to pop music, and to the possibilities of filmmaking that the career of Bob Dylan raises. What I can't say with any certainty about I'm Not There is how it will appeal to those who have no interest whatsoever in Bob Dylan. I think that its visual techniques and its approach to storytelling and its kind of abstract, playful spirit may bring a lot of new people in, but I don't know. Since I've grown up listening to Bob Dylan's music and wondering what it meant, this movie really immersed me in someone else's obsession with Dylan, Todd Haynes's.
There are a lot of thoughts inside of me. And
as such, it's a really exhilarating experience. In effect, you're watching one very smart, very tricky, very clever artist, that's Todd Haynes, paying tribute to one who has no match when it comes to cleverness, trickiness, or mischievous intelligence.